This is for the record. Here's a thing you may not know. According to the Department of Agriculture, 97% of all American farms are family-run, which is a pretty startling number when you hear time and again about how big business has taken over the family farm. Truth is, many small family farms turned into big family farms or collections of farms, which turned into big businesses. But if you're a farmer who wants to stay small and independent, you are under an increasing amount of pressure. The federal government says those kinds of operations are responsible for less than a quarter of everything produced on American farms.
You have to watch where you walk, Fred.
We're coming up on planting season, and in Plymouth, Nebraska, Vern Jansen is prepping 200 of his 300-acre family farm for this year's crop.
Corn and soybeans. I used to raise
mine. For the record today, one family's farm, the temptation to leave and the struggle to stay.
Start this up and make noise.
We've already introduced you to Vern Jansen. Here are his kids.
My name is Karen Jansen. I'm 24 years old.
My name is Katie Jansen. I'm 26 years old.
And the farm we live on was purchased in 1891. So my great-grandpa lived there, and then my grandpa lived there, and my dad lived there, and I lived there, so that's four generations.
And for four generations, the Jansons ran a dairy farm on this land. Here's Katie.
For my sister and I growing up, it was our home, it was our playground. It was, of course, where we had to do chores. We would feed the baby calves and look after the cats and work in the garden and do whatever else needed done.
I asked Karen if she liked doing those chores, if she developed relationships with any of the animals.
I never named any of the cows or anything.
But her sister Katie did.
Greg and Shelby and Terry and Ashton and...
Greg's the best. For some reason, that one I think is really great.
Yes,
Greg the cow.
Greg was my Holstein steer.
The girls grew up, graduated from high school, and each of them went off to college. Katie to Virginia and Karen to the big city of Winnipeg, Canada.
One of the things that was hardest for me was just every night when I'd be going to sleep, I wouldn't see the stars out the window. I'd just see lights and I would hear cars always. And I wasn't used to that because the only thing I could hear at home was cows. I always definitely felt encouraged to pursue anything else. So I think when I started researching things to do after high school, I kind of never looked back and decided I was going to choose a different path.
Karen got interested in international affairs, and Katie was exploring other options too. So back in Plymouth, Nebraska, Vern and his wife Dolores figured they were going to be the last members of the Jansen family to run the farm. And it was getting harder every year to turn a profit. So in 2010, after an especially rough winter, he decided it was too expensive to keep the dairy operation going.
And I just thought, man, this is going to be a really big hole to crawl out of. And when you have girls that are interested in other things or don't express an interest in coming home to farm, I just thought, you know, I don't know if I want to work this hard to get this all straightened out and then for what?
Hmm.
And it was really hard for me. You know, there were a lot of days when I did not walk in the dairy barn because that just was, I didn't have to and I didn't want to. Let's put it that way.
Today, though, the Jansen farm could be on the edge of another transformation.
On most farms, we raise commodities. She was more interested in the idea of let's raise food.
The she he's talking about is his eldest daughter, Katie.
Typically, corn and beans either get exported to another country or turned into ethanol or shipped off to another state to a feedlot. It's certainly hard for me to see a lot of meaning in that.
And this whole idea of, you know, locally sourced and locally grown and being good for you. And it, when you're doing that, why then you're also taking care of the environment. And so she really got into that in college.
And when she said that to you, when she had those first kind of conversations with you, what was your response?
I said, if you want to do that, I says, we'll figure out a way to do that. And so she says, well, since you don't have cows anymore, she says, I'd like to grow some vegetables in the maternity pen and in the dry cow lot. And I says, well, that might be a good idea. There should be a lot of manure left over there yet that you can use for raising vegetables.
So Katie Jansen has decided she does want to be a farmer. And where's her sister, Karen, in all these talks about reimagining the family farm?
I'm currently in Seoul, Korea.
Karen isn't sure exactly what her career is going to look like, but probably something back in Canada, working with immigrants and refugees. Definitely not farming like her sister Katie. And there aren't many Katies out there. The Center for Rural Affairs says less than 6% of Nebraska farmers are under the age of 35. Research by Iowa State University says half that state's farmers who are over the age of 60 have no planned successor, and it's easy to see why. It's my understanding that your dad has had to pick up some part-time work, driving a bus to make ends meet because farming just can't cut it anymore. Are you a little anxious about whether or not you're going to be able to actually make a living as a farmer?
Absolutely. That's my biggest concern, because I think the majority of farmers in this country have some kind of outside income, whether that's a second job or a spouse's job. And so all across the board, farming is tough. It's hard to make a living. And so that's one of the things I'm really trying to crunch the numbers on before I make a decision whether or not to do this.
Her dad has his own reservations. But Vern Jansen says it's worth giving Katie's plan a shot if it means keeping the farm in the family.
And so one Sunday afternoon, we took a tape measure and we went out there and we measured what kind of space we had. And we walked through the dairy barn and looked at, you know, if we put a door in here or a cooler here, what would that look like? And so I told my wife, I says, I am going to do whatever I can to help her see if this will work. And I said, if I have to finance her a little bit, I have no problem doing that because my dad financed me when I got started.
Lastly, 100 years from now, fast forward, what do you see growing on the Jansen farm?
Holy Toledo. Hopefully not thistles.
For the record today, the Jansens of Plymouth, Nebraska, Vern, Katie, and Karen.